All right, when you touch from it, Olive. All right, yesterday we were done on the night of Yehuda. What was the night of Yehuda, Shiloh? if I recall correctly, it was a Maisa Shahaya that a man married off his 11 or 12 year old boy. It was a Kabbal Kedushin. He gave Kedushin for his son. And they held, they gave Kedushin, they made a chasna, with a Kedushin, a chuppah, the whole shebang. And he held that he can marry off his son when he's a kohen. Afterwards, the families didn't get along. Could be a chas v'shalom didn't get along. And by the time they yesterday viewed their shayla, the boy was already over bar mitzvah. But there was never any bia. There was never a yichud aroila bia either. And the shayla was if the woman needed a get, if the girl needed a get, if it was a chasna or it wasn't a chasna. So basically, the shayla was, is there such a thing as kedushin for a katan? Where the father marries off the child, the Torah is often law of Shalai B'Fat. So the Shaila is Nistayvev on the Shita of the Rimi Barceloni. Barceloni, I assume, is Barcelona. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak Barceloni, who held that a Shaykh Kiddushay Kat, that a father could marry off his child, the Torah is often law of Shalai B'Fat. If the father, we trust the father, then it's a schus. And he can be kind of an isha for his son. That's the shita of the Rima Barceloni. The shita is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, when we're talking about Eshesish and Amzeris, it's a klara shita in the Rishayim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the Ferish Hakert. So the shayla was, do we have to be chayshish for this and go through the whole asik of writing a get? That's the nidain of the Night of Yehuda. The ikka taina the Night of Yehuda has, technical taina, is from Kedushin Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph, where Agamara says, Prat la Eishas Katan. Agamara says that this Gzeres HaKas is Yimayit Eishas Katan. And the Gemara says, Heichi Mishkachas La. And Ravashi says, B'yavam B'tesh Hashanah V'yemechad Abal Yivim Tayaskinan. However you learn, like Rashi, like Tosfos, but that's the only hechitimsa that you can have an eishes katan. Rashi says it's the only way you can have an eishes katan. Tosfos says that even that you really can't have an eishes katan. It's just that I would have thought you could. Tosfos says, well, if you have this, you can't have an eishes katan. But Lamaisa, it's only by Yavam Bet Hashashanim. It's not Shayach, any other case of eishes katan. So time is the night of Yehuda that it's a Beferisha Gemara, not like the Rima Barceloni. That's a shtickle problem because you can't shlug up a Rishon from a Gemara. It's hard to shlug up a Rishon from the Gemara, but the Pashtus HaGemara is certainly not like the Rima Barceloni. So the Nei Yehuda wants to say that maybe the Rima Barceloni held that Midrabanan L'chayshish work is such a Kiddush. Minatayr is no such thing as Eishes Kat. And perhaps the Rima Barceloni, he says something, it's a steer to a Gemara. So maybe he let man to be the rabbanon. We should be chayshish. That maybe ulai the people will think zachen l'adam. So maybe he'll be chashash the rabbanon. But min haTorah he says it's not a shayla v'dayreis. That's how he deals with the Rima Barceloni. He has a little more of an arichas or argamara, but basically that's the bottom line. Like the Nei Yehuda. And I should tell you, it's beferish in Mishnah Lamelech Bakeret. Mishnah Lamelech says beferish that the Rima Barceloni holds that it's Kedushin Dairaisa. Mishnah Lech and Hilchis Gerish in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. The Ferish not like the Night of Yehuda, but Lamaisa Ava Gemara. So I started to tell you yesterday the Svara of the Night of Yehuda. So let's go over it again and we'll see there's a piece of Lomdis in the Night of Yehuda that's something we could easily argue about. First let me tell you what was state in the Night of Yehuda. He says, why not? Zachen l'adam shalai b'fanav. So Yehuda says, well, what's the downside of being married? What's the tzahachayiv of marriage? Which is an interesting question in the first place, right? He says, technically, there are only three chayvus in a marriage. Now, three downsides of being married to someone. What are the three downsides of being married to the person? A, yachayv mezayneseha, yachayv to feed her, to pay her bills. B, chayv rabbeinu gershi, not allowed to take a second wife. You can't take a second wife. And C, yasa b'kreviseha, yasa lola krev. Those are the three parts of getting married which are a chayv. Which are a chayv. So how can you say Zachon Ladam Shalai B'chanav? Must be, he says, the Rebbe Bartzaluni was talking only about Kiddushin, not Nesuin. Because by Kiddushin, what do you gain? Now, what do you gain by Kiddushin? That two of the three chayvis fall off. There's no chayim mezaynis after Kiddushin. And there's no chayim Rebbein HaGershim on Kiddushin to two women. It's only a Nesuin. So two chayvis come off with Kiddushin. And Ayah also b'kreve Sarah must have been the Maisa Shahaya with the Rimi Bartzaluni was a woman who had no sisters. All the sisters were already married. So there was no tzad chayiv on relatives. So Dak in such a hechatimtza tried to say that we should be chayshish for the Rimi Bartzaluni. But if it's not, if it's the suin, and if it's a woman who has sisters, so we're not going to, we'll ignore the Rimi Bartzaluni. Now obviously, if you would hold that the Rebbe Bartzaluni is a deraisa, so we can't sit and say and pull our beards and say, well, there are three chayvis, and we'll take off two of them this way and one this way, and we'll be mekel. It's only a bite. Maybe you don't hold the whole thing is a derabbanan. It's a das yachin in a derabbanan, so a das yachin in a derabbanan, we could say all these svaras. So that's what I stated in the Leibihuda. Now, what about his maisa, his case? So here you have to listen carefully. In his case, it was a kiddushin under a chuppah, like we do. We don't do kiddushin separately. We do kiddushin under the chuppah. So let's say the girl has no relatives. She has no relatives. So there's no chayv that she has in her relatives. If you do kiddushin under a chuppah, is that a schus or a chayv? Chap the shayma. Now if you just said kiddushin is a schus, it's not chayv is a nishal. The suin is a chayv because you are chayv mizayin esau, right? If you do kiddushin standing under a chuppah with the intention of the suin, is that it? Should we say, well, the kiddushin's a schus? Or should we say, no, this is a kiddushin within the suin, so it's a chayv?
How could you do it in the suin?
What?
The suin just won't work. The kiddushin's a schus like before. Like, don't get out of the chuppah, why should it make a difference?
You all agree? If we accepted that view, this psak, that the Rebbe Bartzaluni only said kedushin is a schus, and the suin is a chayv. So if you do kedushin under the chuppah, is that a schus or a chayv? You follow the question? Kedushin, if you do just kedushin for a son who's a kohen, someone's a son who's a kohen, wants to marry him off. So if you do just kedushin, the Levud is Maida, that would be a schus. Because there's no Chayim Zaynis, there's no Chayim Zaynis. If you would do Nisuin, that's a Chayim. Because then you're Chayim Zaynis out. The Shaila is, if you do Kedushin under the Chuppah, so that means you want to do Kedushin and Nisuin Bahadadi, do we look at that? Well, it's Kedushin and Nisuin together, it's a Chayim. Or do we say, well, the Nisuin's a Chayim, but the Kedushin is still a schus? You follow that? That's the
shah. I would say that there's a schus. If I look at that mice, and I would say, even Kedushin, now assuming 12 months later, you still have it. It's not anyway Kedushin.
12 months later, he'll be chayv as I say anyway. Good kasha. Kedushin. He'll be chayv told. Kedushin will be chayv anyway. 12 months later, he'll be chayv as I say. Good cash. I don't know the tariffs. Every Kedushin 12 months later, Chaim is like, said, anyway.
Who said you're
going to
do this soon?
Huh? The plan has to be to do this soon later.
No, I was asking about the Kedushin. So, we don't have the advice. We don't have the advice.
Yeah, well, it could be, I don't know, it's a good question. It could be that if you do Kiddushin and he's a cotton, it's not Shaykh Nisuin. The whole 12 months is, because why didn't you do Nisuin? Sichai Mizayin. Maybe if he can't do Nisuin, he's a cotton. Cotton's not Shaykh Nisuin.
Then
when it becomes a god, well, he should get new 12 months, or not 12. So it'll be a god. Well, it'll be a god, well, it'll be a god, well, it'll be chayv. So still a chayv. Kasha, good kasha, I don't know. It's good kasha. It'll be a chayv when the 12 months are up. So I don't know how to answer the question. We have to look at the Yehud again. But he's saying Kedushin is a schos. He's saying, he is saying, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe Bar Tzvi is ma'isa, so what Kedushin and Kedushin is chayv. We don't look at 12 months. L'chayr is the l'chayv. Alright, it's a kasha. We have to put the kasha aside now because I don't know how to answer. But Rebbe Yehuda says something that is it's even a stronger question. Rebbe Yehuda says since the Kedushin was under the chuppah, so therefore the whole business is a chayv, and the whole Kedushin is achal. Since the Kedushin was under the chuppah, which means they wanted to do, the father wanted to do a Kedushin bin Nisuin, and since Kedushin bin Nisuin is a chayv, so Mamela, the whole package deal falls off, because it was a Kedushin within Nisuin, that's a chayv, and the whole thing falls off, and there's no, you have to worry.
If something happened that for whatever reason, they couldn't do the Nisuin, so the end of Kedushin is Kochal.
That's a good kasha. The Rebbe Yehuda Lachayr makes no sense. The Rebbe Yehuda says, since they wanted to do Kedushin bin Nisuin, Bahadadi, so Mamela, the whole thing's not chayv. I don't understand. The Nisuin is not chal because it's a chayv. But what's the Kedushin be chal? What does one thing have to do with the other? They try to do it in one act. But who cares? The Nisuin they try to do is taka not chal. Let the Kedushin be chal. What's maybe this cool one?
They're not sadi. They only want the Kedushin
of the Nisuin. They're not sadi that they only want Kedushin of the Nisuin.
Born.
What would be nowadays if you go to Chasana, it gives a Kedushin under the chuppah, and for some reason, I can't imagine what the reason would be, for some reason, the chuppah wouldn't be a good chuppah. What could be a possible reason? The chuppah is not a chuppah. There was no baguette spread out on top, I don't know. Nowadays, it could be, it's all flowers, there was nothing there. Huh? Like last night, at the chasm, if you notice, by the chuppah, you know, they want to open a window, so it should be under the kechavim. So the... It was a fancy hotel, so the whole ceiling was slanted. So when they opened the window, they made it a roof. You know, like they opened it this way. So that was... So, you know, it's alright, most weddings are not under the kechavim anyway. But they usually forget to open the windows. What? And they weren't directly under, but that's okay. Sideways trajectory, yeah. It's okay. For a simon, it's good enough to start. Try to open the window. But I don't know, can you think of a chetimsa nowadays, the chuppah wouldn't be a chuppah? I don't know. Let's say, we assume it's automatically included in the... but let's say it would be automatic, there would be for some reason there was no chuppah. What? If it... So why should the chuppah not be a chuppah? Rain doesn't pass the chuppah. There would be, let's say, they went back to the movies and they saw the chassan wasn't standing under the chuppah. He was in front of the chuppah and they have to do chuppah again. So you say Kedushin is not a Kedushin because only Al-Minas, that it should be in the Suin too? I don't think we'd say that. No? You don't think so? I think we assume it's okay. No? So I don't understand Rebbe Yehuda. It sounds like Rebbe Yehuda was bending over backwards to be Matir this woman without a get. At the end of the Tshuva, he writes that he knows what he said is a Chiddush. If two other Rabbana will be masking to him, so he says she doesn't need a get. That's how he ends the Tshuva. But L'chayr the Svara is hard for us to understand. He's saying that since the Kedusha was under the Chuppah, so therefore it was a Kedusha in the Suun Bahadadi, and since the Suun is a Chayiv, so the whole Kedusha is also not Chal. But it doesn't stop there. There's another piece of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda goes on. He says, 1 minute. So he wanted to be mad to this girl. You have to help me, okay, what I'm saying. We have kashas, but the psak of Rebbe Yehuda was to be mad to this girl. Why? Because the Kedushin was under the chuppah. It says the chuppah is achal, the Kedushin is achal. So he said, well, 1 minute. Like the Rambam, what's chuppah? Rambam Shita, what's Chuppah? Yichud Rum. Yichud Rum. So it was Chayshish for the Rambam, right? We have a Yichud Rum. So like the Rambam, when they were standing under the Chuppah giving Kedushin, they didn't mean to do Kedushin in the Sulba Hadadi. They only meant to do Kedushin. So like the Rambam, the Kedushin should be Chal. Because like the Rambam, they meant to do Kedushin separate from the Suin. They meant to do Kedushin under the Chuppah, and the Suin later in the Yichud Rum. So they meant to do it separately. So Hayyash, they meant to do it separately. So now the Kedushin should be Chal. There's no Tzad Chayv in the Kedushin. Every chassan knows, the kallah is not anything, but the kallah, every chassan knows that he's going to go to Yichud Rum, that the Yichud Rum is the Rambam's... What? He knows he's under the chuppah. This chassan happened to be 11 years old, I don't know what he knew. But the father who was being zeichet for him, the father knew that they're going to go to the Yichud Rum for the Rambam Shita. And now they're under the chuppah. You hear the timing. Oh, so you mean the Rebbe Naftali? No, the Rebbe Naftali is chatting the Rambam. Taisus Rebbe Yehuda didn't hold the Rebbe Naftali. Because he asks the Kasha. He asks, you follow what I'm saying? Again, I just want to keep it clear. The Yehuda's Kula is that it's a Chai. Because they want to do Kedusha soon together, and that's not Chai. So now he's asking that like the Rambam, it's not a Chai. Because like the Rambam, it's just Kedusha. The soon is later the Yichud Rum. So let the Kedusha be Chai. Because now it's Kedushim alone. Kedushim alone is a schus. You follow? It's a little complicated. I just want to retrace the whole Nida B'Yehuda, okay? The first step of the Nida B'Yehuda is that only Kedushim is a schus and not Nesu'in. Why? Because Nesu'in has two chayvis, Zainis and Chayr Ben Agash. Right? So the first step of the Nida B'Yehuda is that only Kedushim is a schus, not Nesu'in. The second step of the Nida B'Yehuda is that if you do it together, Kedushin Suin Ba'adadi, that's a total chayv, and Lamai is a Tnachal. The third step now is 1 minute. Like the Rambam, the Kedushin and Suin are separate. The Kedushin is under the Chuppah, the Suin is in the Yichud Rum. So now, like the Rambam, it should be a schus, because he's only doing Kedushin. It should be a schus, he's only doing Kedushin. So Vaita she should eat again, like the Rambam. After the Nida B'Yehuda, very nicely. He says, you're right. According to the Rambam, it should be Chal. According to the Rambam, it shouldn't be Chal. But with being done, is it a schus or a chayv? Lamaisa, no one's going to marry this man. He had chuppah according to most Rishayim, not according to the Rambam. He had chuppah according to most Rishayim. So the Chayim Rebbeinu Gershon, Lamaisa, no one's going to want to marry him until he gives a get. Until he gives a get, no one's going to marry him because Lamaisa, he had a chuppah. So you'll tell somebody, yeah, but you can marry him like the Rambam. So say, Ishkayach, I don't want to marry somebody only like the Rambam. I want to marry somebody like Halashitas. So this man who had a chuppah, even though the chuppah was not like the Rambam, but it still was a chay to him. Because Lamaisa, Chayim Rebbeinu Gershon, no one's going to want to marry him. This is always going to want to marry him. So net of the whole picture was a chayv. So Lamaisa, so to Nida B'Yehuda, I allow here the woman without a get, because the whole business was a chayv for this boy, and he's not married, and I let him off the hook. That's his psak. This is all in Tshuva Samach Beis, in the Nida B'Yehuda. Right? Geshmak and Tshuva, the whole, you see the Kaychad Atayra of Adam Gadol, I mean, who would go through all this, go through everything, just Lamaisa to be matter a woman. Obviously, it was a problem getting her again. And it was not that. In Tshuva Samach Gimel, the next Tshuva, there were obviously reverberations from this Tshuva. He adds, it's actually, I think, his son or his brother writes, one more Nekuda, which is Grada, what somebody mentioned a little bit of it yesterday in Shir. He brings a Raya that the Rima Bartzaluni is not Dairaisa. What's the Rima Bartzaluni? What, Lamaisa, what does he say? You can marry off somebody because it's a schus. Sachin Ladam, Shalai B'Fanav. You can marry off a car. So yesterday when I said this in Shir, somebody asked, if so, not only the father can marry him off, everybody. Anybody who has a brother who's a cotton or has a friend that's a cotton, if it's a schus, you can marry him off. But the Rebbe Yehuda says, the following, he says, very geschmack. He says, by a girl, a ketana, who can marry off a ketana? A father. A father can marry off a ketana. That's a din Torah. Mid the Rabbanon, if there's no father, who can marry her off? Her brother or her mother. Imava hacheha can marry off a ketana. She has the right to be mamain when she turns bas mitzvah. But her mother or her brother can marry her off. But that's only a kedusha de Rabbanon. We had that in Shas all over the place. Every time a chiyah the imam marries her off, it's a kedusha de Rabbanon. Fracta night of Yehuda, 1 minute. According to the Reba Bartzaluni, that's Zochim Lo'adam Shloi Befanav. You can marry off a cotton. So the mother and the brother should be allowed to marry off a ketana on Zochim Lo'adam Shloi Befanav. Before Neha, in this case. Why is it a kedusha de Rabbanon? If you hold Zochim Lo'adam works for kedusha, so a ketana, whose mother and brother marry her off, it should be a kedusha de Rabbanon. On Zochim Lo'adam Shloi Befanav. Elamai is a raya to what the Rebbe Yehuda said, that the whole Rebbe Bartzaluni is a drabanon, it's not a deraisa, and the chayr is a very stark raya that you don't say zachen l'adam to marry off a cup. So this is the ikur. I think the Rebbe Bartzaluni is more famous for this psak than anything else. I don't know too many psakim that we have from the Rebbe Bartzaluni, but this is a famous psak of the Rebbe Bartzaluni that a Kedusha Katan and Kedusha Katan is Chal, that's Rebbe Bartzaluni is Chiddush, and the Rebbe Yehuda is the one who takes away from it. But the end of the story was, I don't know if two other Rabbanim were asking what they gave a get, they didn't give a get. I would be nervous to marry off my son to a girl who had no get because of this Trubus Rebbe Yehuda. I'd be all nervous to, although the Rebbe Yehuda was standing here, I would start up with him, but I don't know, it's not. Not the ideal shidduch. Doesn't sound like the ideal shidduch. But anyway, the love this you can't take away. The Yehuda is kedai u'lismach alav. And who knows? This girl Mustam has Einik Lach who alive today, and shouldn't talk so soon. You know. But this is all during Bat Zaluni. If you go back to your notes of Ksuvah Staf Yud Aleph, we had by Ger Katan, my feeling, I say, Al Das Bezdin, you could be Zachin La'adim, he could be Megai or Katan. He had a whole nida in how Zachin La'katan works. Schiematam Shlichus, it shouldn't work for a Katan. Then we suggested that the whole night of Yehuda could be told in the two ways to learn Zachin La'katan. Fair and Dafir Al Fiksubis could be told in that. That could be, could not be. That's not, maybe it doesn't say it. But be it as it may, you should certainly remember the sheet of the Rebbe Bartzaluni. Okay. Yeah. Let's start the next Gemara again. What's the main nidai by Yiyud? The main nidai by Yiyud. I was on the airplane with a different Rosh Hashiva. He says, no, what do you say? Shir, that's your test. Yiyud? Oh, the Reb Chaim. First thing you thought. Not the Reb Chaim. What's the Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim says that Yiyud is not Lamafreya. That's Reb Chaim. That again, you heard it from me a few times, but one more time. A man buys an Amavriya and Nissen. He does Yiyud in Tishrei. Maybe the last time I said he bought her in Tishrei, did Yiyud in this, and whatever it is. The Reb Chaim's Yisrael is, you're married as of the time you do Yiyud, and not Lamafreya. That's Reb Chaim's Yisrael. Yesterday, we had that the Pnei Yeshua and the Mechas Chinuch say Beferish Vakert, and they hold that Yiyud is Lamafreya. If you hold Lais Hashem for Kedushin, they know it is Lamafreya. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, the machlaikis of Mois Hashanah for Kedusha Nitna. Because the machlaikis Tanoim, if Mois Hashanah for Kedusha Nitna, if you hold like the Pnei Yeshua and the Mechas Chinuch, that's the main nafkamina. If you hold Mois Hashanah for Kedusha Nitna, it's Lamafreya. If you hold Mois Hashanah for Lav Kedusha Nitna, then it's not Lamafreya, it's from now. Then you're in, with the work that she still has to do, you're marrying her. And Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't say that that's the Nafgamina. The Gemara says that Nafgamina is in Yeshua's beyond the Elasi Sima Shava Pruta. It's Taka Mashma like Reb Chaim. Okay. Let's learn three lines of Gemara And we'll see a Rashi. I thought, when I come to Yeshiva today, everyone will hit me with the bottom Rashi here. Who, L'chayre, Rashi is not like Reb Chaim. So let's see the two lines of Gemara. I had this Rashi with me on the plane. I had a photostat. And I read the Rashi a few times. I didn't have a Gemara. There's a Rashash or Rashash on this Rashi. I don't know. At first we'll learn the Gemara, and then we'll learn the Rashi, and we'll see what we're going to do with Rashi. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman. Omar Adam Labita Ketana, Tzi V'Kibli Kedusheh. Alright, this is a big chiddush. Forgetting about Yud. We're going to talk about this. You could tell a Ketana, Tzi V'Kibli Kedusheh. You could tell a father tells his daughter, listen, I want to marry you off. Go out, find a nice boy who's willing to give you Kedushin. And take Kedusha from him. Make sure he's Jewish and he's not related to you. And get to aid him. Well, what's the initial reaction to such a din? What's your first reaction? Huh? What? First reaction is, since when can Ketana be a Shliach? Ketana can be a Shliach. Right? That's when you learn this Gemara. See, a man can tell a Ketana, Rabita Ketana. See, the kibbutz kedusha. What? The father's the one who has to be mekadesha, not her.
She's the one who's getting
married. What?
She's the one who's getting married.
But by Sikhtana is something.
Everything she gets, her father.
And therefore,
who's her father's? When she gets her father's getting it, that's how it works. That's
good chat. Hold on. You're right. What?
Shliach has to be able to do whatever.
Well, usually a cotton can't be a shliach. Generally,
in order to be a shliach, you have to be able to do that mindset yourself too. No?
That's also true. In order to be a
shliach,
that's endless. But you're not taking away the problem that you have to be dumi adatem. Just like you're a gadol, a chayrak, a katan, kano, also, and not possible shliach. Pashtus. Yeah, terusim. They have terusim, but the pashtus. Why is not shliach? What?
If
the father dies and the katana goes, the kavak kedusha is garnished. Only works
the terusim. That chance to go, she garnished
the father's. So whatever you're saying, what all you are saying, I'll do rachim mahalchim. We'll get to it in a few minutes. But right now, I want to get to yiyud. So we're going to come back to this din, but I want to get to the connection to yiyud. Because look what the Gemara says. Gemara says, "Midrav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda." Now, all you are telling me to rutzin, yeah, Eli, you told me a pshat, and Shmuel telling me a pshat. Your pshatim are so good that they can't be true, because the Gemara only knows them midrav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. L'chayra, Rishonim asked this, that you're going to say a pshat and why Tzi V'Kibli works. You have to satisfy two things. You have to have a logical pshat, how a ketana could do it. And it can't be too logical, because if it's very logical, then why do you need Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda? Why do you have to learn that of Yud? So it's a tricky thing, and this is why we're going to have that like six pshatim in the Rishayim. I told you once a klal, you should always remember, that when you have a Gemara and a Kasha, and the Rishayim gives six different pshatim, it means each pshat has a shverikite. If there's one clear pshat, most Gemaras are that way. You know, people say every Gemara you have ten pshatim, right? Every Shaira you have different. It's not true. Most pshatim is klar. The things that are difficult, there are many pshatim. So the reason this is difficult is because Rishonim say pshatim, but then they ask according to the pshat, why do I need Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda? So this is going to be our work. We start for tomorrow. See the kibli kedushah, the goal of pshatim, and each pshat has to fit. And it has to fit. Why do we need Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? So Baruch Hashem, instead of having to work through all the Rishayim, the Stipler did, that's a big kaiva here, he has a shtickle, and I have photostats of it here, which I would like you to work on. He has, like, Ais Aleph, he has the Kasha. Ais Beis, Shitas Aran. Ais Gimel, Shitas Arayim. Ais Aleph, Shitas Aritza. Ais Hei, Ais Taisis. Ais Vav, Ais Zerah. There's five Pshatim. For tomorrow, I'd like you to work on the Iker, the Ran, the Ravid, and the Rush. The Beis, Gimel, and Vav, in these sort of stats. Why? Because, you know, I'm biased. I like to do things that are connected to things we had once before. I like, a lot of people give shiurim, they don't like, they spoke it out once, they don't speak it out again. I like to speak it out again. Because they spoke it out once, you forget it, I forget it, remember everything from a whole year. But If the Rebbe Naftali, I can mention 5 times, 6 times, 10 times a year, and you say a shiur for 3 years and you hear it 30 times, so maybe at least we'll remember it at some point. So Beis, Gimel, and Vav all have connections, and I'd like you to work through it in Yitz Hashem for tomorrow before shiur, and I'll give you the copies afterwards. Let's just finish the Gemara. Mid Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, Lava Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, Mois Rishenis Lava Kiddushin Nitnu. The Mois Rishenis is not given for Kiddushin. V'chim Mishayev Hashav Apruta Have Kiddushin. Now that means they have to have cut. Amar Vriya was sold to work. She has left X number of minutes to work, or hours or days to work. He's Mekadisha with the remaining time. So he's supposed to work one more year. With that value, I'm Mekadishu. Have a Kiddushi. Hachanami Loishna. So who's Mekabel there? Who's the one that gets? Maybe you hold Kiddushi of Amar Vriya is with the money, and the father got the money. You're right. But if you hold that the Kiddushi is with the work, who gets off from work? The Kama. So she's getting off from work. So you see that what did the father do? He sold the farm every year, and he said, see the kidney. You know, if the husband will say, I'll marry you with the rest of the work, you'll be married. So the way it works. So this is the Gemara. It makes a lot of sense. No problem. Let's see Rashi. Bottom Rashi. Mois Rishon is Lav L'Kiddusha Nitnu. Look Rashi. The Kibbel of Aminas L'Hisiyayit. The father, I know it means the E. I don't know what the word the E means. She said, Kibbel of Amanas Lusiai. It would be the other way, with money.
That's more simple condition.
The E Kibbel of Amanas Lusiai. The father sold his daughter for Amavriya. Aminas. That if the husband, if the other wants, he can do yiyud. The kedusha yiyud tuliyim ba'av. The kedusha yiyud atoli in the father. Alpha gav the lecha shos nami. Even though there's not enough work left, even the amar says tisiyavli have a layiyud lamafreya mishas mechir. Now the bomb here is the word lamafreya. Like Rashi's not supposed to do that. Only Achreinim are supposed to talk about Yehud L'Mafreya. Rashi says something about having Yehud L'Mafreya Mishas Mechir. Sounds from Rashi, not like Reb Chaim. The question is, what does the whole Rashi say? Is this a Raya, not like Reb Chaim? How do you understand the Rashi? Huh? See, but Rashi is only going to by the Yom Yisrael's Lav L'Kiddushin.
No, everybody's saying
the E.
The
that, like the man, the Yom Alav, the Kiddushin did, though. If you if did it, the Kiddushin.
If it would be Mois Rishonis L'Kiddushin.
Right.
If it would be Mois Rishonis L'Kiddushin, then.
There would be no Raya to see. Right. If it would be Mois Rishonis L'Kiddushin, then there would be no Raya to see the Kibbutz. Because then it would be L'Mafreya. So therefore. What does that have to do with being L'Mafreya? It would be the kind of
Lava.
The father
got money. That's what my friend is. The father got the money. So there's no right to see. The father is not getting the money. The girl's getting the time. The problem is still with Kasha to Rukhain, because Rukhain only said it's been in Mois
Hashanah. Yeah. Right, the answer is Rukhain has a brisker concept, which she says in a few places. Reb Shimon also holds it's L'Mafreya. It's not L'Mafreya. And he says pretty clear here that this is the pshat. Chaim the stom holds this way too. You have to look at the lashon. What's the opposite of l'mafreya? What's the opposite of l'mafreya? Kanalaba, right? If I do something now, I want it to be chal mafreya. Let's say I separate truma. I want it to be chal mafreya from yesterday. That's l'mafreya, not the kanalaba. But Chaim has a concept called l'mafreya mikanalaba. It's a very twisty concept. Let me give you the most famous place that they say it. And Mistama, see your friend's Lashon, he's saying it here too. Hataras Nedarim. Let's say I make a neder. I make a neder in Nisan, I make a neder in Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Hataras Nedarim is oiker than neder l'mafreya. Right? The Gemara says, Baal make his guys. A husband who's made for his wife neder, told him to come. But if a Bezdin is Matin Eder, that matter the neder l'mafreya, that it was never a neder in the first place. Okay, that's Ataras Nadarim. The Gemara says Balmek is Gaius and Chochem is Miyakir Okar. He's Iker l'mafreya. Let's say a person makes a neder in Nisan. He's over on the neder in Sivan, and he's not the neder in Tishrei. Does he have to do tshuva for what he did in Sivan? Pashtus, I would say, no. The tshuva. He was eiken in neder l'mafreya, comes out in Sivan, he thought he was doing an Aveira, but it's not Aveira. It's pretty clear from numerous places that you do have to do tshuva. That's an Aveira. The Taz asks that if anybody ever ate accidentally, someone separated truma, and he ate truma, he says, what's the problem? Be matan neder. The Shulchan Aruch says you can be matan neder on truma or on challah, and make an ice truma and challah. So be matan neder and separate again, and you'll never be ever an aveira of eating truma. Yisrael shalchot trumas chayim yisavidei shemai. No problem, be matan neder and finish. And do it again. Zot Rav Chaim, Rav Shimon. No, yo'ikin neder l'mafreya mekana l'avot. What does that mean? It doesn't make sense. Say it's now, it's day and night. See the day, it's night. How could it be day and night? So Chaim says, Shimon says it very clearly, that Yo'ikin Neder L'mafrei Mekana L'Avot means anything that happens from Tishrei and on, we consider the Neder like it was never Chal, like it was Nekal L'mafrei from Nisan. Any Nafgamina from Tishrei and on, it's Nekal L'mafrei. But any nafkamina from Nisan to Tishrei, it wasn't Neker. Whatever was Negea from Nisan to Tishrei, it wasn't Neker. Whatever is Negea from now and on is Neker. I'll give you a simple example and you'll understand, because it's a very twisted path to logic, but I'll give you a perfect example. Someone was mafresh, Maya Taras Nadarim, except for Rosh Hashanah. When do I make a Bezim with Taras Nadarim? It happens once a year, sometimes twice a year. Once a year, a lady calls me, she separated challah, she baked challah, she separated challah, and a little piece of dough she separated, she can't find, she thinks it's mixed in with the challahs. So what do you do? So you go, you're matan neder. You take a bezin, you go down to the woman, or she comes to the bezin, and she says she has charata, she would have known it would get mixed in, she would have never separated. And we say, motzalach, ice challah, now it's all tevel again, and she separates challah anew. Okay? There's a kasha on this. If I'm going to be matan neder, challah is the rabbanon. The whole challah chutzlah is all the rabbanon, right? I'm trying to save her from an issa the rabbanon. The truth is, not even an issa, she just throw away the challah, right? We're trying to save the challah. 1 minute. This morning, when she separated the challah, she made a bracha. She said, Baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech haylam shalom sezivanu lahafrish challah min ha'isa. She made a bracha. Now, she's going in front of the bed, and she says, I have challah, I'm being matan neder, and it's not challah. So 1 minute. By us being matan neder, it's a bracha of Atzalah. Comes out the bracha she made, the Taz is discussed at the same time. Here's the bracha of Atzalah. I can be matan neder on the challah. It's a bracha of Atzalah. What? She did make a bracha. But can't be about the bracha. If you make a bracha of Atzalah, you can't go to Bez and say, I want to make a nice bracha of Atzalah. What? What's how's that going to help here? Now, Breyer only works if then she would have said, whatever I end up separating, be challah. But you can't make Breyer unless you originally made it tonight. You can't stick in the Breyer line. The terrace is Rechayim's Yisayim. It's not a bracha of Atalah. Because it was challah from the morning until the bed became, it was challah. It's not Nechalam Afreya. It was challah. It's how it was challah. When you're mad to Neder, it's only Mekanel Abba. Mekanel Abba, the Afreya. It's also Necha. And as a gap from here and on, it's Nekar L'mafreya too. It's L'mafreya. Only on Dinim that the gap from here and on, but not what's the gap previously. What? Just do it Mekana L'abba. The Gemara says that a Chacham is like L'mafreya too. There'd be Nafkaninis. Let's say the Challah was Beleya into a Kelim. So would the Bliya be awesome? If I'm like L'mafreya, I was a Challah, so it doesn't have to the Kelim. Anyway, what? Should she make another bracha? Or this challah? She
made.
She was
matched
challah.
Then that's what.
Right.
Right.
If you hold this Eichel of Afreya, it'll be a Bracha of Atal. But since it's not Eichel of Afreya, I'll leave a Kanal Abal of Afreya. Now we're going to look into Reb Chaim and Hilchas Yibum, where this Reb Chaim is. We'll see his Lashon. Again, I don't have the Lashon with me. But L'chaira, to answer this Rashi, we'll have to be Masin, this one Afreya, but it's only Afreya, but Kanal Abal.
Went out of the way to the
Bakuki there. No, that's, I don't know if that's a problem. The question is if that's what Reb Chaim means. I'm not sure. Okay. Be that as it may. Tomorrow we're going to work on the Stipler. The part we talked about Din Ariv, I'd appreciate if you look back at your notes. Not all the details, but in Din Ariv we have two Mahalkim, and how Kedusha works in Din Ariv. Like I told you, there are certain Kolam and Shas. You go back to the two Mahalkim, and anything that has to do with it. Probably has something to do with the Tuma Halkim. If you look at again at Beis Gimel and Vav, I'd like especially to salute the people who were up all night and made it here today anyway. Obviously